Good morning. This is Don with Customer Service. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I am trying to settle something that was too much to a debit card of mine.
Yes, ma'am.
That was made by me. Taken out of my account.
May I have your zip code so I can further look into your account?
45680.
Yes, ma'am. What's the first and last name?
Loretta Cade, C-A-D-E. And Loretta is spelled L-O-R-E-T-T-A.
Give me a few seconds to try to get it to my account so I can further assist you. Is it under any other name?
No, ma'am.
The zip code is 45680.
Yes, 45680.
No, ma'am, we don't have you under our files.
Okay, this is the number that was on the transaction. The bank gave it to me. The company, I was able to get the company name, which was Youthful Gentle Beauty.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but I can't pull you up by the zip code. Do you have the card number?
The last four digits, yes. I have the last four digits of the card. I'm unable to get the full digits. It's 9232.
What's the first, the first six?
No, ma'am, I just told you I'm unable to get the first six because where
well,
I
Well, I'm
to
sorry,
get
ma'am.
The
we
card.
Don't. I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have you under an account in our system.
Okay, but your system, and this is the phone number
that's
on the
transaction. I'm sorry, ma'am, but if I can't pull you by your phone number either. We don't have you under.
I think it's unreal that you can't find me, being y'all build me.
I'm not sure what we're actually the third party company, ma'am.
So who do I contact? Because your number is the only number that's on this transaction.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but a miscommunication, but I can't find you in our system. Under your phone number, on the phone number, zip code, or anything.
Well, I haven't given you my phone number.
When you call, it automatically pops up.
Okay, can I talk to a supervisor, please?
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am, but we don't have an account, and probably your bank gave you the wrong number, but we don't have an account under your name.
No, it's not the wrong number. It's the only debit card that I had.
Oh.
And I would like to speak with a supervisor over you.
Okay. How do you spell your last name again?
C-A-D-E.
And what's the address?
122 Township Road, 1018, South Point, Ohio.
Give me a few seconds. I'm trying to get it to my system. It's still loading. What was the charge for again? Or do you know?
Yes. One was made for $574 on 11/15. And then another charge was made for $6732 on 11/21. By a youthful, gentle beauty. I don't even know what that is.
It says here that you signed up for a kitchen bowl and that you paid for the shipment, and the shipment was $574.
Ma'am, I didn't make that purchase.
Okay. And it's, and basically, and it enrolls you to, and it also enrolls you in a 30-day membership, which was $6732.
Ma'am, I did not make that purchase on my card.
Give me one second. Give me a few seconds. Ma'am, did your bank tell you did your bank give you a statement?
I looked at my statement. I have it on my phone. That's how I knew the purchase was made, and I canceled the card.
Okay.
But I'm still being charged.
Mm-hmm, you go ahead.
My bank paid the money, and I'm being charged for it.
It says you created a order on the 18th of November.
I did not create nothing.
Oh, okay. And it says you created from a private app.
No, ma'am, I did not. I do not order anything online.
Did you sign up for a contest online?
No, ma'am, I did not.
It was basically signed up for a KitchenAid.
I understand
mixer.
What you're saying, and I'm telling you, I was just
letting you know what it was.
Yeah.
I was letting you know what you was charged for. I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
Okay.
Did you make any disputes with your bank already?
They told me I had to go see you. To get the money to my business account. And I want this crap painful too, by the way.
Ma'am? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What do you want, counsel?
The
phone is going in and out. Okay.
It's not mine.
All right.
You have a lot of static on your end all of a sudden.
That's fine.
I canceled the card on December the 1st when I noticed the transaction. Are you there?
I'm here.
But I'm still being charged with what was taken out of my account.
Are you still being charged with, as of what date?
December 1st. And my new debit card.
We don't have anything from you. We don't have anything in here from you December 1st. We only have it from the 14th and the 18th. We don't have anything.
Yes, ma'am, I know that. But my bank covered the charge, and they are still charging me.
What's still charging
you? Unless I get this taken care of.
What is still charging you? Because if it was still charging you, we would have those. We would have that on record, but we don't. We only have anything. We only have the 18th. November 18th was the 6732, and November 14th, 574 was the shipping.
Exactly, I'm being charged for that. Because when
you got charged for it, you got charged for it. Okay, I understand now.
Yes. Because when the transaction was done, the money wasn't in my account to cover it, so my bank covered it. So now I got to pay that back.
Yes, ma'am. Give me, I'm here just notating your account as well. Yes, ma'am. May I place you on a brief hold while I see what I can do about this refund?
Okay, and I also want this canceled.
It is canceled. I'm just trying to see what I can do about this refund. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you two cancellation numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two cancel. You can go ahead.
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you two cancellation numbers after these refunds, after they refund on that 574.
Okay, my question I have for you, where I canceled the card, it's no longer on that account. It's on a new account. So how are they going to get the reimbursement?
So it's not the same account?
No, ma'am, I canceled that account and had to get a new account.
I'm not sure.
So would you need my new account number to reimburse me?
No, ma'am, because it was supposed to automatically go into that. So give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just trying to see how I can get it back to you without any more issues.
Okay.
Do you still bank with that card company?
Yes, I'm still banking with the same bank.
Do you have the same company, like the bank company,
or you just
got a different card?
Yes, they issued me a new debit card.
That's what I was telling you. Basically, your account stayed the same. They just changed your card. It's gonna go back to your account.
Okay. Okay.
It's gonna be. Within 3 to 5 business days, you receive both of these payments.
Okay. You said something about giving me cancellation numbers.
I'm trying to get them in your account.
Okay.
That's what I had to try to figure out before I process and send. Don't throw the name. I seen you when you came in. Huh? Yes, ma'am. You ready for those cancellation
yes.
numbers? Okay. The first
yes.
one is C as in Charlie, 262-579-374. And the next one is C as in Charlie, 262-662-442.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you while I still have you on the line?
No, that is all, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, and Merry Christmas.